Hello and good evening, Laker fans. What a great win again tonight. A dominating win for the Los Angeles Lakers against the San Antonio Spurs by the score of 129-102. Again, a dominating win. As you can see, I'm looking at the stat sheet right now, the box score, and the Lakers out-rebounded San Antonio by about 30 rebounds. And that's crazy because it's a testament to the massive length and size that the Lakers possess in their front court. You start off in the backcourt with Avery Bradley, who is a former All-NBA defender. And of course, you have Danny Green, who's still getting a little up there in age, but he's still an All-NBA defender. But then you look at the massive front court, which starts off at small forward LeBron James. At the four, you have Anthony Davis. And at the five, you have JaVale McGee. LeBron being 6'8", 6'9". Anthony Davis being 6'11", almost 7 feet tall. And then you have JaVale McGee, another massive body, 7-foot body, protecting the rim. And that's how you can really see, yeah, it makes sense. The Lakers out-rebounded San Antonio by 30. And that, again, that's a testament to the massive size, something that the Lakers have an advantage towards other teams in the NBA. Again, I can only really see about one or two teams that can really match the size of the Lakers that can really give them problems. And you can really see that, you know, when the Lakers face off against the Milwaukees of the world, the Clippers, the length and the size that those teams possess, it gives the Lakers problems. But when the Lakers face any other team, it's like a piece of cake. You know, we just bulldoze over all these other teams. And it is something that the Lakers do need to address, because the Lakers do a fantastic job of defending the paint and out-rebounding the other team. However, we need to do a better job of defending the perimeter. I don't know if some of you guys were watching the game. It started off kind of slow, and then, of course, picked up in the second half, into the third quarter, into the fourth quarter, and then both teams kind of got hot from three. Now, of course, San Antonio, they got on a little hot streak themselves. I'm gonna get into the little hot streak LeBron went on by himself a little later. But you look at the easy looks that the San Antonio Spurs were getting. This really, really easy, effortless looks that they were getting. They were able to knock down a ton of perimeter shots in that second half. And that is something that the Lakers absolutely need to address as the season goes along. Perimeter defenders, like, again, All-NBA defender Avery Bradley, Danny Green, KCP when he comes off the bench, Alex Caruso when he comes off the bench, especially Rondo when he comes off the bench. That's kind of when our defense starts to fall off, because Rondo, he's no longer that All-NBA defender that he once was. Rondo, again, like I had mentioned in my last episode, it's just this team kind of falls apart when he comes back in, because teams are focusing on him because they know that he's not the defender that he once was. Of course, he's getting up there in age and he's lost a step. So the Lakers really need Frank Vogel really needs to come up with some type of scheme that will allow the Lakers to mask the defensive liability that is Rondo, so that the Lakers don't get beat up every time LeBron goes to the bench. Because whenever LeBron goes to the bench, it becomes a problem. It's like on cue. Every time LeBron goes to the bench, it doesn't matter who's out there on the floor, even if Anthony Davis is out on the floor. Most of the time when LeBron is going to the bench, who's coming off the bench? It is Rajon Rondo. And he is constantly, not tonight. Tonight he actually did pretty good. Tonight he made me eat my words a little bit from the last podcast. He did all right tonight. But it's been a consistent theme throughout this whole season that whenever Rondo comes off the bench to run the team, it becomes a negative for this team. A lot of the times you see the Lakers jumping on teams straight right from the first quarter, with our starters putting us up by already 10, 15 points. And then LeBron goes to the bench to get a little breather. Rondo comes in, and now that lead is chipped all the way down to 5. So that is something the Lakers need to obviously address. Hopefully, it can be done via Darren Collison coming via as a free agent. That's the dream scenario. If we can get Collison to come and take Rondo's minutes, it will be a tremendous upgrade. He's an excellent defender, and he shoots the three ball well. Two things that you need the most in today's modern NBA. I believe that will really fix the problem of when LeBron goes to the bench and then everything just falls apart. Because that is a negative theme of LeBron James teams. Usually LeBron James ran teams. Whenever LeBron goes to the bench, the team falls apart because everything revolves around LeBron. It's not a knock on him. It's just a testament to how great of a player LeBron James is. Whenever he goes to the bench, everything becomes a negative. When he comes back off onto the floor, we go nuclear. It happens every single time. It doesn't matter what team he's on. But I do believe the Lakers can fix that by cutting Rondo's minutes and leaving a point guard out there that can defend and shoot the ball. And I do believe that Darren Collison, I believe I saw a report today that he's going to make a decision after the All-Star break to come to the Lakers. And it's not like he's going to fix all of our problems, but I do see it becoming a massive positive if he comes to join the Los Angeles Lakers. And that's what I'm looking forward to. I don't think the Lakers need to make any trades. You see Kuzma's name being thrown out there a lot in a lot of the rumors. But I do think that the tragic events of last week have kind of lit a fire under Kuzma, because now he is playing his butt off at this moment. These past three games, he's been outworking everybody on the boards. He's been hustling. He's playing hard on defense. And that's the type of mentality that Kuzma, he needs to have. I saw a tweet today saying that these trade rumors kind of shook him up a little bit. Thought that was kind of funny. But, Kuzma, he just needs to keep that fire lit under him so he can stay consistent. Because we need him to be that third guy. Long, gets buckets. He can be a little bit of what Lou Williams is on the Clippers. Lou Williams is not the defender that is not the all NBA defender that everyone would like, but Lou Williams, he just straight up just gets buckets. And if Kuzma can somewhat emulate that, get buckets a little bit while LeBron or AD needs to get some rest. But also a plus will be Kuzma continuing to hustle on the defensive end and continuing to hustle, gathering those defensive boards, getting the occasional offensive board as well. So that is something that I'm really proud of Kuzma. I'm really seeing him starting to outwork the opposing team outworking them on the glass, and that's something I'm really happy seeing. I don't think the Lakers should trade Kuzma. Looking at the Spurs, looking at how some of their players did. DeRozan scored about 28 points, but Aldridge, on the other hand, their star power forward, was completely neutralized by Anthony Davis. Again, I don't want to say we take for granted Anthony Davis. The defense, the amazing defense that he plays on opposing forwards and centers, it just completely neutralizes them. We saw this a little earlier in the season when he played against Jokic, when he played against Gobert. Any big he's been playing against, he's throwing them off the rhythm. He is just dominating them on the defensive end. And not only on the defensive end, on the offensive end as well. So that is something that I was, again, something I don't want to take for granted, because Aldridge only had 7 points and obviously had a difficult time scoring around the basket and with his patented fadeaways while being guarded by Anthony Davis. This is something that, again, it's such a luxury to have. It's such a luxury to have someone like Anthony Davis who could defend really all 5 positions. He can stay in front of most point guards in the league, and he could defend damn near any big in this league as well. To me, he is the defensive player of the year. To me, he is truly the defensive player of the year, because where would this Lakers defense be without him? Yeah, the Lakers defense will still be pretty good, as we do have defensive-minded coaches, defensive-minded players. But who is the one leading the charge? Who is the one leading one of the best defenses in the whole entire NBA? It is Anthony Davis. Who is the one motivating LeBron James, 35 years old, in his 17th season? Who is the one motivating him to play at almost an all-NBA level, defensive level? That's Anthony Davis. When you put all those things in, when you look at it in that perspective, I feel that Anthony Davis is your defensive player of the year so far. Gobert is still an amazing defender. Giannis is a freakishly amazing defender. So Anthony Davis has got his work cut out for him. So he's still got a season. He's still got the rest of the season left to prove that he is this year's defensive player of the year. So I just want Laker fans to really appreciate the amazing player that AD is, and that's why you give up the farm for someone like him. That's why you give up those draft picks, those rising stars, for a player like Anthony Davis. Generational, transcendent. Those are types of words that describe AD's production on the floor. Not only AD, like I mentioned earlier, LeBron went absolutely nuclear in the fourth quarter. Wait, I believe it was like within like the first 2-3 minutes, he hit 5 three-pointers. And I tweeted, I was like, LeBron, are you kidding me? I had my arms up over my head. He was just laser focused tonight. Laser focused. Hit 5 straight 3-pointers against a coach that used to dare him to shoot in Greg Popovich. That was truly amazing to see. Truly amazing to see. It was a really fun start of the fourth quarter. A fourth quarter, again, that the Lakers had dominated, so that Anthony Davis got to sit out the whole fourth quarter. I believe he only played about 28 minutes. LeBron played about 34 minutes. So LeBron right around his season average, and Anthony Davis well below his season average. And that is something that you'd love to see. And also what you'd love to see is the Lakers' fast break offense. And that's pretty much what you saw in a lot of the first half of the game. The Lakers were getting a lot of their points with playing great defense. Not only playing great defense, but you know how LeBron is with his magic-esque ball-playing skills, per se. With him grabbing the rebound, pushing the ball up the court as fast as he can, and finding the open man, whether it's near the rim or it's an open three-pointer. The Lakers' fast break offense is one of the keys of maintaining a superior offense over most offenses in the NBA. And you can see that in the team stats by the Lakers. Against the Spurs, the Lakers had 24 fast break points and the Spurs only had 6. So what that shows is that the Lakers, not only was their transition offense superior, but also their transition defense as well. And that also shows, again, the massive rebound advantage that the Lakers had over the Spurs, which was again the Lakers out rebounding the Spurs by 30. So again, the fast break offense is the key to the Lakers. I believe it's going to be the key to the Lakers' playoff success, because a lot of these teams, they can play either fast or they play slow. But the advantage that the Lakers have is that they have really, really high IQ players that when it comes time for the playoffs, if they need to play slow, they can play slow and still score points. You have Anthony Davis, who you can throw it down on the block and he can get you buckets. You have LeBron James, who can post up and he can get you buckets. Not only can he get you buckets, but he can also find the open man, swing past it to the corner, skip past it. However he needs to do it, he will find the open man, or he will get buckets, or he will throw a lob to AD or McGee. That is the Lakers offense. That is how, what we have been seeing this whole season. So not only can the Lakers play slow, but you can see they have a great advantage in the transition area of their offense. And that is why this Lakers team is so good. And that is why they are 34-0 when leading into the fourth quarter, because it doesn't matter what type of game it's, what, no matter what the speed of the game is, whether it's slow or fast, they're able to pummel their opponents. Just pick your poison. Just really just pick your poison with these Lakers. You're either going to double LeBron and leave AD open. You're going to double LeBron and AD and or AD, and LeBron's going to find the open shooter. It's just pick your poison with this Lakers team. Of course, they're going to have their off nights some nights, but for the most part, this Lakers offense is a well-oiled machine. So that's why we need to get consistently more out of Danny Green. We need to get consistently more out of Kuzma, which we have been lately, actually. And it's just a lot of the bench players, we just need to stay consistent. That's pretty much what it is. You look at a guy like KCP, who's actually been playing really good after social media bullying him in the beginning of the season, after he was missing layups, airballing threes. It was crazy in the beginning of the season. But after that point, KCP has just been amazing for this Lakers team. Surprised he didn't get into the three-point contest. But what Lakers fans are excited to see is Dwight Howard being in the dunk contest for the first time in about a decade. So that's going to be pretty exciting. So overall, a really great effort by everyone on this team to get the W against the San Antonio Spurs. I kind of want to dive into some trading news that just broke about 10-20 minutes ago. So there was a 4-team trade. I don't want to get into the other teams. What I really want to focus on is the other Western Conference rivals, which are the Rockets and the Nuggets, who are both involved in this trade. So the Rockets get Covington and they lose Capella. So what does that mean in relation to the Lakers? Well, you can already see the mindset of the Rockets, that the type of mindset that they're having is that they're betting on analytics. They're betting on analytics. They want PJ Tucker to really play center against Anthony Davis and JaVale McGee. And I just don't know how that's going to bode well for them. Yes, they're adding another excellent perimeter defender in Covington and an excellent three-point shooter as well. They're gonna get better in that department. But I just don't see in the playoffs the Lakers against the Rockets, if they match up, how the Rockets are gonna get over the Lakers. Again, as you know, in the playoffs, the game slows down a little bit. So the Lakers have those weapons, the necessary weapons, to overcome that slowness that approaches in the playoffs. Again, did the Rockets win this trade? I don't know. They lost their only center. I believe they did get Jordan Bell back in the trade, but what is Jordan Bell to Anthony Davis? That's barbecue chicken. That's barbecue chicken. Anthony Davis is going to eat him up. Anthony Davis is going to eat up PJ Tucker. lobs to McGee, lobs to Dwight Howard. So I don't really see this trade affecting the Lakers as much. And we're actually going to get a quick preview of a potential Rockets-Lakers matchup in a second-round matchup or something like that. So looking forward to the next game this Thursday. The Lakers play the Rockets. We'll get a little preview, a little playoff preview of what that matchup is going to look like. It's going to be Covington's first game in a Rockets uniform. Who knows if the Lakers are going to make any trades after the or right before the trade deadline. I believe once the Rockets game comes, the trade deadline will be over. So we'll be able to see what our Lakers team will look like for the rest of the season. But also, Lakers fans, again, just wait for Darren Collison to make his decision whether he's going to go to the Clippers or the Lakers right after the All-Star break. Again, yeah, so Lakers play Rockets this Thursday, and I'll see you then. You guys have a good night.